All right, 1380 WPHM. Every Monday morning around this time, we talk about Michigan-made products and businesses and organizations. It's our Made in Michigan Monday, and this week happens to be Buy Michigan Week, as proclaimed by the governor. It started last week, continues into this week. Joining us right now to talk more about Buy Michigan Now, which is actually an organization, Lisa Diggs. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Paul.
What is Buy Michigan Now?
Buy Michigan Now is a statewide awareness campaign to encourage people to buy from Michigan-based businesses and to buy Michigan-made products that we started. I started it actually in 2007 when the economy was as bad as I thought it could ever get, and then we had a pandemic, and now it's equally as challenging.
Well, it is. There have been a lot of challenges in the last year, but it's really been interesting to watch how these Michigan companies have weathered the storm and have come out, in some cases, even stronger than they went into the pandemic.
Yeah, it's really incredible some the way that some have adapted and the way they take care of each other. Quick story on our end, we have paid memberships to help our campaign going businesses can join either for free and be in our directory, or they can do a paid membership. And we extended every renewal at no cost for a year because of the pandemic to try to help out. And then when we went back out to some companies to start doing the renewal, we said, if you can't afford it, let us know. We'll try to find a sponsor. Or if you want to, you can sponsor other companies. Mm. And I was amazed that the first six responses I got renewed themselves and paid for somebody else that they didn't even know.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, especially in this particular year where, you know, nobody was having a great year. And it was like, I'll look out for one of my fellow entrepreneurs. And I thought that was pretty awesome.
There are so many opportunities to buy Michigan products, and a lot of them that most of us don't even know about.
Yeah, it's really true. I mean, so one of the reasons that this got started for me was I had this idea that, you know, if we kept more money locally, it would do a lot. I had gone to South Africa, and our unemployment rate at that point was about 8.5%. I went to South Africa and landed, and theirs was 68%. Mm. This was in 2007, and you think, how does anybody survive? And they had this really dedicated culture to supporting, if you don't buy from my business, buy from the business right next door to me, my direct competitor, so long as you leave here with some money because we need it. And I thought, that's a great philosophy to bring back. So I tried to do it, and just in my own life, and I came back, and there was no information that you could find that really told you what was made here or what was the... So I started with, and it's available, there's a version available on our website now called the Grocery Guide, and I started with that, just trying to come up with, in your grocery cart, which, so that you don't have to read every label, we've listed brands for you that when you're going down the aisle, you can find a barbecue sauce, you can find whatever, and you can scroll it on your phone and look at it right there. And if your store doesn't carry it, you can ask them to carry it, which is one of the things that we hope that people will do is, you know, help be active in promoting Michigan-made products. The more you ask for stores to carry them, the more that they will.
Absolutely. And it helps the economy. It helps all of us, doesn't it?
Oh, no question about it. You know, the majority of employers are small businesses, and a big part of what small businesses do, particularly in our state, are make products, whether that's, you know, candles or shovels or, you know, the strange array of things that we make. It's mostly small independent businesses that are employing your neighbors.
Pre-pandemic, Buy Michigan Now would put on for Buy Michigan Week a big expo, a big festival. Obviously, you're not able to do that, you know, this year or last year, but tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so we do traditionally in Northville, it's a 3-day festival, draws about 30,000 people, and it is just hundreds of vendors that are, everybody has to be Michigan-based, and the vast majority of, some of them do services, the vast majority are selling Michigan-made products. And it's a really fun opportunity to go around and explore. It's a great place to eat, because most of the ones making food are giving free tastings, so you can test things out, figure out the things that you like. But it's a really, really fun event, and just a great way to show a little local pride.
I think one of the ways that a lot of Michigan companies tend to, you know, support one another is, you know, like restaurants that serve, you know, specifically Michigan-made products. And you just see more and more of that happening.
Yeah, it's really become a great thing. Farm to table was a movement for a long time where, you know, restaurants would try to, you know, get their food, their produce in particular, coming directly from local farms. That's really great. That's become kind of a staple in our state. And now grain to glass is another one where they're really making an effort to have locally produced beers and spirits and, of course, wines on the menu. And that's another place where if you go in and you look at a wine list and there are no Michigan wines, ask them why they don't carry any Michigan wines. Make a suggestion of a Michigan wine that you would like. If you're not familiar with any Michigan wines yet, there are a ton of wineries that would love to have you drop by and do a tasting, which is a pretty fun way to spend an afternoon anyway.
Absolutely.
So there's a lot of ways to learn about the products and then start looking for them and actively seeking them out.
Talking with Lisa Diggs from Buy Michigan Now. It's our Made in Michigan Monday segment. What is it about Michigan that it seems to foster this sense of businesses helping businesses? And really, this whole state, I feel like, takes a lot of pride in what it makes and what's created here, more so than other states.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. First of all, we have more pride about our state than probably every other state, maybe with the exception of Texas, where they would like to be their own country.
Right.
But aside from that, it's really remarkable. I just had a guy contact me the other day that moved from Indiana, and he's like, I can't even imagine someone from Indiana having a sticker on their car being proud of being from Indiana, and I'm passing them constantly here. I'm like,
yeah,
we wear t-shirts, we wear, you know, there's an unbelievable, when there's a vote online for, you know, Sleeping Bear Dunes to be the best tourist destination in the country, everybody in Michigan votes, you know.
Yeah.
We do have a tremendous amount of pride in our state, and I think as far as products that we make, I think we can trace some of that back to the automotive industry, that people were really genuinely proud of the cars that came out of these factories, and that everybody either worked on one or their family member worked on one, and that has extended into all the other things that we make. We're proud of our Midwestern hard work ethic, and we're proud of the quality of products that we produce.
I can't think of anything that we don't make here in Michigan. I mean, every kind of food and beverage you can think of, and then clothing, and obviously the auto industry, but manufacturing figures big into it. Agriculture. I mean, we make just about everything here in Michigan, don't we?
Yeah, we really do make a lot of things, and that's one of the things, again, that it's always fun for me if somebody says, "Hey, I mean the." Floor for the NCAA tournament is made by a company in the Upper Peninsula and shipped
right.
in and installed.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable the random amount of things that we make that we don't realize. But I like it when somebody contacts us and says, you know, I'm trying to find this thing and know if it's made in Michigan. And every once in a while we get stumped and we can't find it. But it's fun to, if I don't know about it, it's fun to go out to our social media group and say, does anybody know, you know, a ketchup made in Michigan, and see what everybody comes back with if we don't have one.
Well, there you go. And that's one of the things that Buy Michigan Now is all about. The website, I should point out, is buymichigannow.com. That's pretty easy to remember. You can check out some of the things that they do there. But what is one thing, Lisa, that we should all do during Buy Michigan Week? I mean, obviously, we should all go buy Michigan products, but what should we all be doing during Buy Michigan Week?
Well, we're challenging people to try to add three Michigan-made products to your shopping cart this week, whatever kind of cart that is. That's one thing. Another thing is to get on social media and take pictures of the products that you buy. Use the hashtag #BuyMIWeek as you post something. Because, you know, buying something for yourself is great. Telling other people about the things that you like that are Michigan-made goes even further. And then, of course, as I said, visit a local restaurant, visit a local store, and when you're in there, you know, encourage them to continue selling those Michigan-made products.
I'm looking at your website right now, and you've got a directory there that's got all kinds of different things. So if you're looking for particular things, you can find it there. And again, if you're looking for a Michigan-made ketchup or whatever it is that you're looking for, you can go there to find out, right?
Yeah, we've got the grocery guide, and then there's a page dedicated to food and one to beverages and one to retail, one to tourism, arts, all these different things, so you can look on that. We constantly are doing articles that are fun to read about new products that we've discovered or products people. I'm writing about cherry products today, as a matter of fact, all the different things that come out of the great cherries that we make. So there's always something that you can find on our site that gives you some new ideas. And it's never too early to start buying for the holidays.
No, you're absolutely right. We're into August already, for crying out loud. Lisa, great talking to you. Happy Buy Michigan Week.
Thank you, Paul. To you, too.
All right. Lisa Diggs with Buy Michigan Now, our Made in Michigan Monday here on WPHM.